Hello?
Hi, Becky.
Something came in the mail for you today.
Okay, well, why don't you open it? And if it's anything important, just call me back later, okay?
Well, hang on. This'll just take a minute.
Hurry.
Hey, Becky, you've got some really good coupons here. There's $2 off your dry clean-in. Free sprinkles on your yogurt cone.
Listen, Mom, why don't you keep that?
Are you sure, Becky?
I mean, this is a $5 value here. You could use them when you come down.
No, really, please, take them. I want you to have them.
Well, okay then, suit yourself.
Okay, see you later, bye.
This has got to be some kind of a record.
Not again, really?
Yeah, every single time I call over there.
It's so romantic, all that passion, when you have to make love every minute of the day.
Oh, look at how cute the family circus is today. I'm gonna have to call Becky and tell her. What happened? Didn't you sell any candy bars for the woodchucks?
Not even one. Now I'll never win the prize.
What happened to the umbrella?
I stuck in the door like you told me, but they slammed the door anyway. Then this dog came. We had a big tug of war, and I fell back into a big puddle, and some lady took a picture.
Oh, well, gee, I'm sorry, honey, you know, but... Well, money's kind of tight right now, and if you're going to go around selling a 50-cent nut cluster bar for $3, you're going to have an angle, you know? I think you need to be more pitiful. Do they know who your family is? Now I'll go upstairs and dry up. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Mrs. Connor. I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, I just got this wife and mother thing going on. Well, you're soaked.
Yeah. Molly was supposed to leave the keys in my locker, and she didn't, so I'm kind of locked out.
Oh, gee, I used to have an extra key, but I gave it back to your dad. Sorry.
Oh. Oh, that's okay. No, thanks anyway. I'm just gonna go wait outside.
Oh. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, Charlotte.
Yes?
Is it still raining out there?
Oh, yeah, hard.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, Charlotte.
Yes?
Would you please get your butt back in this kitchen?
Yes.
I can't believe that you're actually going to go stand out there in the pouring rain instead of just asking if you could hang out here for a while.
Yeah, I just didn't want to bother you. That meatloaf you're making?
Yeah, well, we'll call it that.
I always put extra yolks in mine. You know, it's my special recipe.
You're 17. You shouldn't have a meatloaf recipe. Go get something pierced.
You know, if you don't mind, I love to cook.
Yeah? Well, so do I, but you are the guest. Hey, Darlene, I'd like you to meet my new daughter.
Oh, Mom, don't make me share your love.
Hello? Hi, come on in. Good thing you're here. We need a salad, too.
Charlotte, there you are. Guess what? I forgot to leave the keys. I'm sorry, I had to get in line for Daisy Chainsaw tickets. I can't believe you got them.
You did not.
I did, too.
Well, those are, like, impossible to get. I didn't think there'd be any left.
Wait a minute. You and I actually like the same band?
Yeah, well, you know, don't spread it around.
Don't worry. I've got a reputation, too.
Yeah, and the cold sores to prove it.
Girls, what? I'm serious about that salad.
Boy, you think you'd be nice to somebody with an extra ticket.
You got an extra ticket?
Yeah. Do you want to go?
Are they really, really good seats?
10th row, center.
I'm there.
Just a minute. Where is this concert at?
It's at the arena in Rockford.
No way. Forget about it.
Well, you're not really going to keep me from going, are you? I mean, come on, I'm 16 years old.
Well, that was going to be my point.
I don't believe this. Molly's dad is letting her go.
Well, great. Then you've got somebody who'll bring you back a T-shirt.
Oh, this is so unfair. Why don't you trust me?
Because I've seen your work. I seem to remember a little incident last year with you sneaking off to Chicago and me grounding you until... What are you doing out of your room?
Well, that's because I didn't tell you. This time I'm telling you. Look, I know your children haven't behaved perfectly in the past, but at some point you're going to have to trust one of them.
Okay. Molly, you want to take DJ to the concert?
Come on, I'm serious. And that Chicago thing was over a year ago. I haven't cut school once since then. And with Becky out of the house, I've had a lot more to do around here, and I'm doing it. I'm trying really hard, and it doesn't seem to matter to you. And might I add, your hair looks particularly lovely today.
One more word, and you're not going.
All right, yes!
No, we have to check in your dad and make sure he says it's okay.
Oh, he will. You can convince him.
Yeah, maybe I'll try that particularly lovely hair bit on him.
Thanks, Mom. I can go.
Cool. Thanks, Mrs. Connor.
I'll pay you half now and half when I actually see the band.
Gee, Charlotte, you wanted to go to that concert too, didn't you?
No, not really.
Well, I could still tell Darlene that she can't go.
No, that wouldn't be fair.
Well, hey, I'm unreasonable all the time, and Darlene would never know the difference.
Oh, really? I'm fine.
Okay, well, if you're ever sitting over there and you're lonely or something, you know, you're welcome to come over here and hang out any time.
Thanks. That's really nice, Mrs. Connor.
Roseanne. Well, Dan will be home in a couple of minutes. We better hurry and get that dinner done.
Oh, yeah.
No, Becky, don't you get it? Marmaduke is too big for that small car. Well, sorry for bothering you. Bye. I think you learned to take it off the hook by now.
That damn pooch.
How many of those did DJ soak you for?
I haven't bought them, just browsing. What time did we tell Darlene to be home?
After the concert.
That's very vague, dear. Would that be a month after the concert?
Do I really have to go through this again with you, Dan? Okay, the concert lets out at 11. I told her to come straight home, so she'll probably be here by midnight.
It's an hour and a half drive from Rockford.
Not the way Molly speeds. And, you know, after she's had a couple of drinks in her.
I'm serious, honey. I can't believe we let her go to that rock concert by herself.
She's not by herself, Dan, and she's 16. We can't just lock her up.
Hey, we got a basement.
Now, Dan, come here. Darlene's out for the night. DJ's sleeping at Mom's. Nothing good on TV. Come over here.
Why, Miss Connor, you're my boss. I thought we had a strictly professional relationship.
Oh, I just can't help myself, Danny. Ooh, the way you make my coffee, the way you walk out of a room. Ooh, I know why you wear these skin-tight overalls.
I'm beginning to think you didn't hire me for my typing skills.
Hold my calls. Fix your face.
Oh, hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Roseanne. Sorry to bother you.
That's okay.
Thanks.
What do you need?
I'm doing a book report for school, and the library's closed, and I noticed that you guys have encyclopedias.
We do?
Yeah, Dan, don't you remember? We got A through S, and then we had to switch grocery stores.
Right. Then we got Shop and Save's Parade of Presidents, but we had to stop at Lincoln because of that bad check thing.
But if you need any bicentennial dishes, we have everything except for the salad plates.
Okay. Thanks. I guess I'll just go.
You sure?
Yeah.
Hey, let's try something, Charlotte. Right after I finish talking, then you say something back right away.
My dad's working the night shift, and Molly's out with Darlene, and I've never been alone in a new house before, and I made you some snacks.
Well, you know, I told you you could come over here and hang out anytime. You don't have to bring food every single time you come over here. Just you is enough. Got it?
Yes.
Oh, no. Rice Krispie treat.
Over here!
Come on, Molly, let's go. It's getting late.
So cute. Which one do you want?
The one that'll kill you and stuff you into a trunk.
Come on, will you lighten up?
Look, I have a boyfriend. I don't need these jerks. Now, can we get out of here? It's been like an hour and a half.
Well, it's my car, and I'm not ready to go. I'm still looking for the perfect guy, okay?
Oh, it's a good thing we're in a parking lot full of drunken losers. Shouldn't be hard to spot that white horse.
So you guys coming or what?
Well, I'm definitely gonna go, but Darlene here is kind of shy.
Well, look, we don't have to go anywhere. I got a couple of joints in the van.
Yeah, Darlene, you look like a real partier.
Any part of you that touches me, you're not getting back.
I'm going without you.
I'm not standing in this parking lot alone. Give me the keys and I'll drive home.
Let Sean drive you home.
Yeah, I'll drive you home.
Oh, God.
Look, just 15 minutes, I promise.
So, Darlene, you...
Just stop right there, pony boy. You and the rest of your outsiders can go rumble someplace else.
Look, I apologize for my friend. I mean, he's a real jerk. I mean, it's obviously a bad idea to go into somebody's van you hardly even know. So it's lucky for you I happen to have a couple of joints right here.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm in the middle of a really bad after-school special. Gil, they're in a blue 83 Celica. It's Darlene and another girl, Molly Tilden. No, we haven't been able to get in touch with her father yet. What was Molly wearing?
Oh, a black miniskirt.
Black miniskirt.
And this half shirt.
A crop top.
And a sweater she always wears when she goes out to get guys.
Guy getting sweater.
Who the hell is she talking to?
Well, gee, it's 4 a.m. I think she's ordering a couple things from Spiegel catalog.
Get her off the phone. Darlene could be trying to call through. Charlotte, go home and check your answering machine again.
Yes, sir.
I'm going back outside. I want to stand in the middle of the street where the first thing she'll see when she pulls up is my head exploding.
Gil gets accident reports from all the hospitals. He hasn't heard anything.
God, where could they be?
I'm going to go out and drive around a little. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Car might have broken down. They might have pulled off the road somewhere.
could be wandering down some deserted highway looking for anybody to pick him up. I'll go look.
Something happened? You hear something?
No.
Don't.
You said let her go.
I said don't.
She could be out there. God knows where. God knows what happened to her. This never would have happened if you would have listened to me. 16-year-old kid shouldn't go to no rock concert.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. Only middle-aged couple should go to rock concerts.
You're not off the hook for this. You let her go all the way to Rockford. You let her do whatever the hell she wants. And this time, I don't even want to think about this time.
So why don't you just go ahead and say it? Go on, just say it. I'm a lousy mother. There, do you feel better? Yeah, maybe this time something will happen to her, and then you can be Lord God King Wright.
Yeah, Roseanne, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I want...
Don't even bother yelling at me, because no matter how mad you are, you're nowhere near as mad as I am.
Well, don't bet on it. Where in the hell have you been?
Trying to get home. That skank woman, Molly, left me stranded in the parking lot so she could jump in a van with some guys after the concert. I finally had to wave down a cab.
I don't care what your story is. The rule is you call.
It was a bad neighborhood. When I finally found a phone booth, I got tired of waiting for the guy to finish peeing. Look, I know I should have called, but I just wanted to get home.
You expect us to believe that?
Well, if you don't, just go ask the cab driver. He's waiting outside for his 75 bucks.
Oh, man.
The grocery money's on top of the fridge. What were you doing talking to some guys in a van?
It wasn't me. It was her. I told you that.
Right. She deserted you.
What, you don't believe that Molly would desert me? Why? Because she's so sweet and cute and says please and thank you, ma'am?
No, because she doesn't have a history of lying to me like you do.
That was Charlotte. She just heard from Molly. Darlene, you'll be relieved to know. Right now, you're in Molly's car driving back with her, and you'll be home safe in about an hour.
I'll accept your apology over eggs and French toast in the morning. Or, you know, you could just ground me and that'd be okay, too.
Why should she buy this brand of waffles? I hate these waffles.
Well, you know, you could solve that problem by having breakfast in your own house.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, for a guy working the night shift, you're up pretty early.
We're awful late. Here for a nightcap?
Yeah, in a minute. We got something to clear up first, right? Come on, let's go.
I'm really sorry about last night, and I hope you're not mad at Darlene for coming home so late, because it was all my fault.
Apology accepted.
We're just thankful everybody's okay.
I'm gonna go upstairs and apologize to Darlene.
Ah, oh, man, daughters. They ought to come with a handbook.
Yeah, so you can smack them with it.
You know, Dan, look at me. I'm working all the time. These kids don't have a mother. I mean, it's getting tough. And Charlotte, she's a dream, but Molly, she's a real handful.
Real handful?
That's one way of putting it.
Well, I'm just really glad the guard let her go back to the building to get her purse.
Well, I'm not sure Darlene told me about that.
Well, Darlene got tired of waiting, so she left for home. Now, I'll tell you, I don't blame her, because if you go somewhere with Molly, she always leaves something behind, and it takes about a year for her to find it.
Wow, a less trusting parent might think you could drive a van through the holes in that story.
Well, they don't know my daughter. I do.
Well, I guess.
Now, listen, sometimes you got to give your kids the benefit of the doubt.
Nah, you give murderers the benefit of the doubt. These are your kids.
Dan, I trust my kids. And all I'm hoping for is I raised them right so they do right. That's it.
Whatever works. Why don't you go and get some sleep?
Sleep?
Ow. Now I'll get started on that early grave for you.
You believe that? That kid's got him totally snugged.
Man, makes you realize. There, but for the grace of God, goes, well, some parent with good kids.
Well, we can't leave it like this. What are you going to do?
I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Rosie?
Look, I can't believe you won't cover for me. I just want to get our story straight.
Okay, let's see. You were smoking pot in a guy's van while I was stranded in a dark parking lot in Rockford. Okay, let's go tell your dad.
Come on, my butt's on the line here. Won't you even listen to me?
No, we spent enough time in life together. We're done now.
You didn't tell your parents what really happened, did you?
Most of it. My mom never would have bought that. I lost my purse crap anyway.
Oh, I don't know. Try me. I'm not as good when I haven't slept.
Hi, Mrs. Connor. I'm really sorry about...
No, you're not. But you will be. Darlene, out.
In a minute. I seem to have misplaced my purse here. So...
Darlene? Out. So, Molly.
Look, I know what Darlene told you.
Let's just cut the crap, okay? You're talking to Darlene's mother here, the mother of all mothers, and she is majorly mad. Now, maybe your father's too busy to see what you're trying to get away with, but don't even waste that story on me.
It wasn't a story.
Molly. I have raised two of the best damn liars in the free world. Don't embarrass yourself.
Why are you ragging on me?
Because that's what I do. I did it with Becky, I do it with Darlene, but doing it with you is even more fun because I can yell at you all I want and I don't have to buy you a car.
Yeah, that's right, because you're not my mother.
Fine. Since I'm not your mother then, I'm not going to tell you how stupid it is to get into some stranger's van, and I'm also not going to tell you how terrible things happen to stupid little girls like you every single day.
I don't have to listen to this.
Oh, but I think you do. Now, you want to screw up your life, I don't care. But when you leave this house with a Connor kid, you're going to be extra careful. Because Darlene is one of the few things we own outright.
I get it, okay?
Okay. And you are going to pay me back for Darlene's cab ride home.
Yes, I'll pay you back.
Yeah, you're damn right you will, because you're going to work it off washing dishes at the diner. All 150 bucks of it.
Oof. That damn dog.
Was that the last candy bar?
Yeah, that's the last one.
Well, I guess maybe DJ won that prize after all.
Oh, great. He sold them all?
Well... if that's the last one, where else would they go?
Did you eat any?
Couple.
Yeah, I ate a couple. Darlene ate a couple.
Jackie's having her period. Well, I guess at $3 a pop, we've bought DJ a $60 woodchuck pencil case.
Woof!
Oh, well, but, hey, let's not waste that chocolate buzz.